Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's Super Crosstalk time. Shidano and Cappy are here.
Hey, did you guys know this? That before acting, Tony Sirico was connected to the Colombo crime family?
No.
And changed his life after a prison stint to become an actor?
Get out of here.
Hey, Shidano, what was your first year doing sidelines on the NBA?
2017-18.
Was Bob Delaney still an official then?
No, he was done.
Okay, so Bob Delaney was a ref when I first started doing sidelines. And yeah, I started doing sidelines in like 03.
Like an undercover cop, right?
Undercover mob informant. Right. So yeah. In other words, he was working for the cops, but he infiltrated the mob and put a bunch of guys in prison. And the mafia suit that I wore to the Mandy's when I wore to a game once, Delaney walked up to me and goes, "I know guys in the joint that wouldn't wear that suit."
That's funny. Shaq hated Delaney. That was like one of the guys he did not like back, especially.
Well, Shaq, I maintain, guys, that Shaq was the hardest player to officiate in the history of the NBA.
I agree.
Because he was so big and so strong that he either committed a foul or got fouled on every possession.
John, you I'm sure can attest to this. I remember seeing Shaq after games and there were like scratches all over his body.
Well, that Dale Brown, his college coach at LSU, told him to go pro after his sophomore year because, might have been his junior year, I can't remember, but told him to go pro because he said, "These refs aren't protecting you. You're getting beat up every night." He said, "You might as well get paid for it. Just turn pro."
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of Shaq going to the NBA. But The Sopranos, Mace, top five show of all time?
100% for me, top five show of all time. I mean, I think it's all subjective, right? It's all like how you feel about shows and what connects with you and what you connect with stuff. But Sopranos is top five
Cap,
for me.
Cap, Shidano, have you guys both seen Sopranos start to finish?
Yeah. I mean, I may have missed a few episodes here and there, but I saw pretty much all of them.
I saw it start to finish, but I got to tell you guys, I know a lot of people that have gone back and watched it now all these years later. I don't recall what year it ended, but whenever it ended, that's the last time I saw it.
Yeah, Mace went back and watched it after the fact.
I watched it long after the fact. I watched it during the pandemic and thought, just blew me away. I think it holds up really well. The first time, yeah.
Oh, really?
So what is the number one show for you guys?
Mine is Breaking Bad.
Mine's
a lot of people's.
Yeah. Mine's West Wing.
Yeah, that a lot of people's as well, actually.
Yeah.
What about you?
Game of Thrones is on my top five somewhere.
Game of Thrones is probably near the top for me. You know what I'd actually love that? I don't know how many people actually watch this show, but I think it's hilarious. And it's a cartoon. It's Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Never saw it.
Oh, Mace.
What is it on?
You of
Adult
all
Swim?
It's better than Family Guy, George?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's just way weirder. But Mace, when you, you have some fun at night
with
the gummies and stuff, you will love it.
What's it called again?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Okay.
You guys
so,
know that,
hey, Cap.
That AMC, just wanted to tell you guys, I just happened to be flipping around yesterday. AMC is doing like a Breaking Bad ultra marathon.
Nice.
In fact, at the top of the hour here, Breaking Bad Season 2, Episode 1, where Walt and Jesse try and figure out a way out of their partnership with Tuco. And Hank tries
one
to
one of the all-time great bad guys.
Yeah. And so, like, I just happened to be flipping through channels the other day, and I noticed it's on all day long. I mean, AMC isn't playing anything other than Breaking Bad.
Well, here's the thing. They're getting ready because Monday is the premiere of the second half of the final season of Better Call Saul.
And Bryan Cranston makes an appearance somewhere in these last 8 episodes. That's all Bryan will admit to.
Yeah.
He goes, "You'll see me at some point."
Yeah, him and
but
Aaron.
You don't know the context. Cap, I saw a tweet from you earlier in reference to something you did on your San Diego show. Did you guys do something today about Ted Leitner?
Well, so you guys know who Ted Leitner is?
Sure, Ted Leitner. I was just legendary voice.
I was just going to comment, but the best local TV sportscaster I have ever seen. Ever.
He had a legendary career. He really did. And he was inducted last night into the Padres Hall of Fame.
Gotcha.
And so here's this guy who loved calling games for this team. And it wasn't like he decided, hey, it's time for me to retire. They made the decision to retire him. And he was.
I think he's still doing San Diego State games, isn't he?
He does do basketball and football, yeah.
Who made him retire? The Padres?
Yeah, they just kind of pushed him out, you know?
Well, that's a terrible thing to do.
But here's the thing. He went, like, Sedano, who's your favorite local sportscaster of all time? I know Hank Goldberg just died about a week ago. He was big in Miami, right? Oh, Sedano stepped out. Okay.
Hank was big in Miami, but Hank was not.
Like a local Jim Hill, Fred Rogan guy that did sports every night.
That's not what he did. No.
Ted Leitner is the only local, you know, I did local TV sports for 25 years. Ted's the only guy I've ever heard doing this. No scripts ever.
Never.
In other words, he would walk into the control room. He would hand him an index card with four or five pieces of video. And he would say, here's what I want and the order that I want him. And then he would go sit in the chair. And the news anchors would say, Ted, what do you got? He goes, well, let's start with the Padres. He goes, this game was just awful. Roll the tape.
Right, right.
And he would just wing it.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was like a guy doing improv every night. And, Scott, I don't know if you got a chance to see the end of his run at Channel 8 when you moved to San Diego. But even until the very end, he was untouchable. He was just so good at it. And you would tune in just to see what he was going to say. It'd be 5 minutes of him just basically doing a monologue on sports without a script, and it was brilliant.
Right.
You know who does? You know who doesn't use a prompter or didn't when he did College Game Day was Chris Fowler ever for 20 years.
Really?
Not once.
Wow. Really?
When I don't know, is a prompter something you use when you do sports?
Well, the main
TV.
They just showed me the clips I was going to do, and then I would walk them up.
Well, but the problem is you would read stuff off the prompter.
I would
right?
have shot sheets.
Right.
They well, just
the difference
the
is
sheets.
The director knows exactly where you're going and when.
Right.
When Ted did it, the director never knew anything.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sometimes he didn't even get to the video.
And College Game Day in Fowler's case is like 2 and 3 hours long.
Oh yeah,
that's a long show.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, but the difference is Chris had other people. He had a whole panel of people to throw to.
Well,
Ted was doing this
he
by himself.
Yeah.
Ted was a big star, though, just in, when you know, news anchors were big stars. Just like in the movie,
Anchorman?
Thank you. I couldn't get to it. But in that movie, back in the day, those guys actually were making huge money.
Oh, yeah. Up until, I would say, right before... I would say to like 2010, at least, that local news stars across the country were making monster bucks.
Padre locker room once. And remember, you guys remember when the Padres had a complete fire sale? They basically got rid of Fred McGriff and Gary Sheffield and everybody.
Yeah.
They just brought in all youth. And Andy Benes was the number one starter on the Padres.
Yeah.
And I'm in the locker room, and Leitner's next to me, and we're interviewing Andy Benes, and Leitner walks up with a camera rolling and says to Benes, I'm looking around this locker room. I don't recognize any of these names. Can you win with this team? And Andy Benes, in one of the great moments of honesty, goes, well, Ted, you make more money than anybody on our team. So I don't like our chances. I thought, that is a great lie.
Yeah, that is funny. But who's like the biggest news star now in LA?
Like news sports?
I think Pat Harvey probably is the highest paid.
Pat Harvey is probably
at NBC, right?
And she's at CBS.
Oh, CBS, sorry.
Pat Harvey, and who else is good?
Is Colleen Williams still at Channel 4?
She's still there.
And then Mark Brown and...
Michelle Tuzzi?
Are at 7.
At
I think
7.
Of all Pat, who I've worked with, Pat's the best news anchor I've ever seen. I mean, I've worked with her for 20 years. She thinks on her feet. She doesn't need a prompter or scripts or anything. She makes her money, it's like if there's a plane crash and she has to ad-lib everything. Yeah. She's unbelievable.
Do you know the story that we tried to do a March Madness pool bracket of like news, sports, weather, local anchors and all that stuff? And I'll just say it got poo-pooed.
By who?
By a general manager who I will not name.
Okay, but...
By Scott McCarthy?
No, not ours. No, one of the TV stations.
No, and
get out of here, really?
No, true story.
Yeah, right,
totally
true
story.
I think the reason is they consider, particularly with the women, they consider that objectifying, but I
No, that
totally
wasn't the
disagree.
Case at all.
Had
that,
nothing to do with
that
it.
That had nothing to do with it, actually.
You guys
I saw
know
the
what
email.
It was?
What was it?
Yeah, what was it?
They didn't want their people pining for votes. And what if their people didn't win? Then it would look poorly and all that. Mm. That was literally what was in the email.
Why do they have? Why do they have any control over it?
Well, because we're owned. We were all owned at that time by the same company.
Right. I think it was that company. Right. That said, hey, look, you know, come on, you're going to have all.
No, it wasn't necessary. It wasn't that company. It was just we were doing our. We just said, okay, like if you really don't want to participate, that's cool. We reached out to all of them. And there was one that had an objection, yes.
Wow. Yeah, but there were news anchors at the time that were starting to send out tweets. Yeah, they were starting to send out tweets.
Because we started it. We actually did it on the air. Like, we hashed it out on the air. And then the next day it got...
Yes,
it
got, sometimes it got TV news people are very serious.
Yeah, yeah. But it was, we reached out to all the stations, and you know, we thought everybody would be cool with it. And then one person, after we had already started, which was probably our fault, we shouldn't have started, objected to it, and then we had
all
to...
All right, you guys, give us your opinion on this. As I've been telling Mason for 2 days, and he didn't believe me, but now he finally does because we had Ramona on the show today. Ramona should not be playing in the charity softball game. She had a C-section 2 weeks ago. And she admits,
she says, I can't twist, I can't run.
Mason was going to put her in there ceremoniously to pitch, but now he's asking for a full replacement, which I think he should be given. What do you guys think?
I will say that I heard this conversation earlier today, and if Ramona is, as she describes, not able-bodied right now, and she's worried about what could happen to her body if she were to swing too hard or run too hard or whatever. She said she got a lot of friends who are really good softball players.
Yeah.
So I would say this. If you guys want to put Ramona on the bench and replace her, I would like to at least have a conversation about who you're thinking about replacing her with. Like, if it's one of the Kamenetsky brothers, I'm all good.
Why not? Heck, you can get both Kamenetskys.
Right, but if you're going to tell me that all of a sudden it's going to be one of Ramona's, softball friends,
They can't make it.
Neither of the Kamenetskys can make it?
Neither can make it. They would have been there otherwise.
Noah Cam.
All right, hey, Cap, what about Beto's son?
No, that's interesting.
I think he's a high school kid. Yeah, I think you got to be 21 to play.
Yeah, you got to be 21. Yeah, because
he's a good athlete.
In our dugout, we're going to be drinking and partying. I
mean, okay.
Gummies.
Yeah, a lot of gummies in our dugout.
I'm trying to think of who would be a fair replacement. Like, you know, somebody like...
Someone who's even tangentially involved with this.
What about Mark Cates?
Oh, yeah.
Brady.
Oh. I would take his son.
Yeah, Brady, who's one of our interns.
Yeah.
Do you think Brady can play?
Why not?
Better than Mark.
You seen that kid?
Yeah, Brady's like
a good-looking kid. He's in shape.
Brady's
he played baseball.
There's
so
your
did
answer.
Parker, by the way.
There's the answer.
Oh, Brady. There you go. You get either him or Parker.
Brady
pick
Cates.
One.
Brady Cates. Okay. That's my pick.
Okay.
No apologies to Parker.
What about like we have Kurt Sandoval?
Yeah, he's good.
And here we
Kurt's
are talking about like local news talent. You know,
yeah.
Is there a sports anchor at another channel that you would like to use?
No,
well,
I think you get the whole Circle 7 crew.
We can't use Rogan. We can't use...
You know me and Fukuzaki.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What was it, the basketball?
Hartung hit a home run in the Dodger Stadium media game 1 year.
Wow.
Hartung.
He'd be good.
No, but I think some synergy between the Circle 7 crew, Fukuzaki and Sandoval, if you want to...
You've already got the one you want.
Yeah. I mean,
I want Michelle Tuzzi. Get me Michelle Tuzzi.
I don't know if Michelle's played softball, but Phil Palmer would do it. He has one kidney.
What about one kidney Phil?
Okay.
Do you know one kidney Phil?
We follow each other on Twitter.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
He listens to the station.
And you know what I always say? Get back to me when you go up the other kidney. The first one is a gimme. The second one is when it gets tough.
Yep. I understand that. You guys know a guy at Fox? His name is Kyle Kraska. You guys know Kyle?
Oh, I know Kyle. He's at Channel 11 now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
You
that's
know his
my
story.
Old gig.
You ever hear
there
his crazy
story?
There
you go. That's true. I like that, Cappy. You could do, right, if you don't want to do Brady, you could pick someone from one of the TV stations.
Well, right, because we're going to have Kurt, and he's going to do a lot of local news coverage of the event. And if you get somebody else who's a local TV anchor, they'll do coverage as well.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean, I guess you did squash your beef with Kurt, right?
I did. Kurt and I are now good.
Yeah, it was on our show.
Yeah, we're good. Tentatively, we're good.
I mean, if Fukuzaki wants to play, you can have Kurt, since you've mended fences, and Cappy can take Fukuzaki.
But George, don't forget, we have an issue here that the commissioner of the league has told us about.
Oh.
which is that jerseys have already been printed with names.
Oh, that's
yeah,
fair.
But that, yeah, but I mean, it's,
wait, wait,
no matter what, we're going to have to do.
They can wear Ramona's jersey.
Beto has chimed in. He says the replacement should be another female.
I said it, Annabelle Munoz.
Wait, why don't, Laura, how about you?
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
on this play.
No, no,
how
that's
about
not
Ashley
true.
Brewer?
No.
Why don't you ask Ashley Brewer?
We already, we have Lindsay. Are we going to have two women on our team? We have Lindsay.
You know, this could get worked out right now, Laura. Let me just set this up for you guys, Mason and Ireland. This is important. You guys should opine
like
on
Cappy,
this.
You don't even want me on your team.
No, no, but let me represent for you here. Let me represent.
Yep.
So on July 15th, John Ireland, it will be your birthday next
Friday. Oh, it's
Friday.
Laura's birthday, yeah, too.
But it's also yeah. Laura's birthday.
Oh, man, I'm old.
And Laura said, I wasn't invited to the event. And we said, what are you talking
what?
About? She said, I have to work. So Laura will be.
I like getting paid.
At the station.
On your birthday.
On
wow.
her birthday. Wow. Running the show rather than being in West Covina. So, Greg, is there a possible body with a pulse that's
yeah, somebody with a pulse.
No, unfortunately, it was something that we tried to work out. There's also, Laura, unfortunately, you are having some surgery soon, so
I'm
you shouldn't be.
Surgery
so, yeah,
oh,
so you shouldn't be playing.
Play. Okay.
And also, there just is nobody else that could cover the shift,
well,
unfortunately.
Sedano
we just weren't able to find anybody.
Sedano mentioned Ashley Brewer. She was a college swimmer.
Swimmer, yeah, USC.
She might be a good athlete.
I mean, if you can get, I mean, she.
I don't think Neil would do it. You might get Stan. You think Neil
Stan
would
just
do
got
it?
Married,
I think
so
Neil
he's on,
would
he's
do
on
it.
His honeymoon. I'll text Neil. He'd be great. Neil would be fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah all right. So you got, right some, you got some options.
All right. Hey, that's it for us. Don't forget, if you want to be on our VIP list for next week's big event at the West Covina Sportsplex, our All-Star Friday night, text the word STAR to 40705. Again, text the word STAR to 40705. Hey,
wait,
have fun. What?
Wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. I just got this tweet. I saw I tweeted all of us. Justin said that he heard Michael used to also do a radio show with Colin Cowherd in Portland. Is that true? Do you know that?
I don't know
I
that.
I don't know that to be true.
I think he was
Colin
probably
was
a frequent
Portland.
Guest yeah. of right. Colin's in Portland. I don't think they did a show together.
Yeah. All right. Hey, that's it. We're back on Monday, 1 o'clock. Coming up next for you, my favorite show that I listen to every day when I'm driving home. It's Sedano and Cappy, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow,
bow, bow.
Bee, bada, bop. Doo, bop. Boom, bada, bum. Ba-doom, bum, bum. Bee, bada, boom.
Bee, bada, bop. Doo, da, da, dee. Ba-doo, dick, dick, dum, bada, bop. Ba-da, bop.
Funchy, get in there.
Come on, Funch, try it.
Dan, dan, dan.
Nice.
Dan, 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 dan.
But da, bop, bop, bing, da, da, boop. Bing, ba, da, bop. Do, da, da, dee. Come on, Laura. Bing, ba, da, bop. Bing, ding, 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 dong. Wong, 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 ding, bong.
That is very new.
Never get this far. What is up, George Sedano?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, God, it's Friday. Yeah, I'm great. Everything is good, man. Let's have a great show. Let's have a whole lot of fun. Let's go into this weekend the right way. Let's just have a great time today. What do you say?
Yeah, for sure. So Michael apparently has responded because Beto reached out to him when he heard the conversation we were just having. And he said he was Cowherd was on before him in Portland. and that he would hop on sometimes to correct him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It is funny you were saying that, how many different co-hosts Michael has worked with, and you mentioned old school Loose Cannons. I always loved Michael with Vic and Steve Hartman. So if you're an old school radio, sports radio nerd in Southern California and you're tuning in this afternoon, like, you know the stuff we're talking about. That was where I learned to love Michael Thompson, that show. I never really heard any of the other iterations.
Me too.
That one.
Yeah.
That was the one. That was the one for me.
Yeah. Which is the one for you when it comes to the Dodgers, though?
Hmm.
Which iteration of the bullpen and closer situation do you prefer?
Oh, dude. Listen, I will give you credit. You were watching this stuff early. You were on it early. The Craig Kimbrell thing, and I love what happens on Twitter in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community. Once Kimbrell comes into the game, everybody is like chewing their fingernails and sitting on the edge of their seat. Like, is he going to do it or is he going to blow it? And then, George, you start sending out the tweets of the roller coaster.
Yep.
And then everybody starts piling on. And last night was one of those nights where it was like, dude, you know, you just got some insurance here, pal. And you got the first two guys out. Are you going to blow this thing after getting the first two guys? And then Dave Roberts was like, give me the ball. Thanks. Just give me the ball and just go. Just go. I'll tell you what, though. Kid Vezia, who wound up, you know, finishing it off. Dude, you see the emotion? You see him yelling and screaming, let's go. Some excitement right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like, man, this bullpen situation needs to get rectified sooner rather than later at this point. Like, I get it. It's going to get rectified one way or the other. I know that Andrew Friedman doesn't like the high leverage guys. You know, we heard Blake tell us that yesterday. But, bro, I mean, this is bad. like, this is legitimate. This is the type of stuff that costs you a series at some point.
It does. It does. But can we just agree on this? It hasn't yet. And when you have the
No. Lead, I don't mean like a series in the regular season. I'm talking about like in the playoffs. This is
right.
What costs
I got
you.
Right. But here's the thing. They are in first place. They are comfortably in first place. And this is the time where you either let a guy work it out if you believe in him, which I don't know why the Dodgers would. I mean, it's not like he's been with the team for the last 5 years and they go, well, we know what he's been for us. No, you know what he was at one time in his career, and you can certainly see that he's trending downward. So there's no loyalty to the guy. But at least you have a comfortable lead where you can work this kind of stuff out, even if you're going to try different bodies. That's all I'm saying. Can you feel me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Uh-oh, but... early sigh.
Not about you, though, just about the situation.
Right, no, I like it. I almost felt like you were contemplating the ifs.
I was.
I know you were. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. You know who's amazing? He's just absolutely incredible. Is Mookie Betts.
He is an absolute joy to watch every night.
The guy is unbelievable, because when you think of guys who are big home run mashers, you know, if you go old school and you think McGuire and Sosa and you think big, strong guys, right? Even Pujols, you know, last year in a Dodger uniform, just big, strong home run hitters. That's not Mookie Betts. But yet it's like he's swinging this massive bat. And the home runs last night, I mean, the first one just kind of snuck over, but the second one to deep center field, I mean, Turner had one there as well, but man, Mookie Betts, that body type doesn't mean, like, it just doesn't scream 6'5", 250, and home run masher. That doesn't scream Barry Bonds. Just incredible, man. Mookie Betts is amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like, honestly, of all the players you've gotten to watch in your career of covering sports, like, how many of them are more fun to watch than him when you can consider what he does in the outfield and what he does at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's great. I mean, I don't know. I got to really sit down and give that one some serious thought, George. But, I mean, Mookie Betts is there. You know, he's just one of those guys that you expect to come up clutch, to make big plays. I mean, even there was a play last night where he didn't quite get there and he went to dive. And I was like, oh, whoa, hey, because, you know, they got the rib thing going on. But the home runs, to come back this quickly from – what was a cracked rib, which sounds kind of painful, especially when you're swinging a bat, to come back and be on fire like this, 20 home runs already. Really incredible, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. Like, it's just, I mean, look, I think to me, and I've watched, I mean, you know, I've been in this for 20 years now. I've watched a lot of, more than 20 now. I've watched a lot of, like, fun players. Like, I got a chance to watch, you know, gosh, as a Yankee fan, when I was a kid, I mean, forget about, well, we're talking about when we covered, because as a kid, I saw Ricky Henderson play, and Ricky Henderson was one of the most fun players I've ever seen in my life. I mean, look, I've seen some great players in my day, but I don't think anyone compares to him when you combine the prowess at the plate, the unbelievable fielding ability, and just the athleticism.
Guy's a great player. He is. Hey, listen, I'll tell you another thing. Tony Gonsolin, I don't know that we have done a good enough job, and I don't say you and me, I just mean just generally speaking, of hyping the kind of season this guy is having. To be 11-0, to go seven innings last night and give up two earned runs, and look, he's not dominating. He's not killing people. You know, he's not just like throwing by everybody. He only had three strikeouts last night, gave up four hits. But he's also doing it on a very small pitch count, 93 pitches to get through seven innings. Again, Tony Gonsolin, I know there's this conversation out there about who should start the All-Star game, and I like the whole...
Actually, no, if we're just doing it based on, like, who's the best pitcher this year, it's actually neither of them.
Neither of who?
Neither Gonsolin or Kershaw.
Yeah, so Kershaw, look, there's...
Like, the actual best pitcher in the National League is that kid from the Marlins.
Well,
like,
listen...
He's almost as good as Gonsolin ERA-wise, and he's pitched 35 more innings. That's literally like five more games.
Yeah, and that's completely fair.
Five or six more games than what Gonsolin would pitch.
That is completely fair. If you're going to say, look at how many more innings this guy has pitched, and look at his stats versus Gonsolin's stats. And listen, the 11-0 record looks really, really nice.
But it should be Kershaw just because... They've already done the thing with Pujols, and who was the other player they did it with?
I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention to it, to be honest
they
with you.
They did that thing that I was telling you that the NBA did with Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade.
The commissioner's
Wade in their
picks.
Last year.
Right. The commissioner's selections.
Yeah, they did. It was Pujols and somebody else. I'm sure I'll look it up. But okay. Someone will remind us, I'm sure. But go ahead.
But here's the thing. Kershaw, it's a good idea because of who he is to the Dodger organization and where the game is being played. So it's a good idea. But in my opinion, the kid from Miami, I understand, has pitched a lot more innings. He's having a great year. Good for him.
Miguel Cabrera, by the way.
Thank you. There are other guys around Major League Baseball, especially in the National League, that are also having great years. Justin Verlander. But look, when you are hosting the All-Star game, the hometown players generally and should get a little bit of a nod. Right now, as it stands today, Tony Gonsolin should be the starting pitcher in the National League. I mean, listen, we can argue all day long about who's had the better season, who's pitched more. Take all of that out.
He's not the better pitcher, though.
I'm not saying he's the better pitcher. I'm saying that...
I mean, you're saying it because you want a Dodgers.
No, I'm saying it because he's...
You think Gonsolin's been the best pitcher?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a conversation to be had here, is there not?
Based on the numbers, I don't believe. I think if you're only looking at ERA, sure. But when you're talking about one guy pitching, like, basically five or six more games than the other guy based on innings, like, that's not like... Like, the kid in the Marlins, Alcantara, I believe, Sandy Alcantara, is... And I don't... Look, I haven't watched a Marlins game in 5 years, but I have seen this kid pitch recently. I watched him because I didn't realize how good he was until somebody told me, and I'm like, oh, I'll watch. He's a horse, man. Like, he's a throwback to when pitchers used to pitch like 8 and 9 innings. You know what I mean? Like when Roger Clemens was out there doing stuff like that, you know?
But he doesn't have a name yet.
Right, and but there's names. There are no names in this All-Star game.
Right, but all I'm saying is this.
The reason they're doing Pujols and Cabrera is because a lot of the guys this year in Major League Baseball that would have been All-Stars, that are shoe-in type All-Stars, are hurt.
Yeah, but we're speaking just specifically about the starting pitching for a second here. All I'm saying is this, is that when you're hosting the game,
that's why then go Kershaw.
But again, I don't think Kershaw has earned it. In other words, if Kershaw was on the verge, if it was kind of close, you might go, let's give the nod to Kershaw. I think you have, in Gonsolin, a guy who's had a spectacular and unbeaten first half of the season thus far, and it's Gonsolin, it's the kid from the Marlins, who, frankly, George, I don't even know the dude's name. I know you just said it.
Sandy Alcantara.
But I didn't know it, and I'll bet you walk down the street, and 9 out of 10 guys, and you go, hey, who's that pitcher from the Marlins
who's
really good?
I mean, come on, Tony Gonsolin can walk anywhere and people know who he is?
No, but because
I mean, other than, like,
the Dodgers,
beard and the hair, you know what I mean? Like,
right, but because the game is in Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers should get the nod
over
the Marlins.
But if you're going to do that, give it to Kershaw, then.
I'm not opposed. Listen, I talked about this the other day. I think Kershaw should be in uniform and in the game, but I would say that the guy who's earned it of the Dodgers is Gonsolin. If you told me Kershaw's going to get it because it's ceremonial and it's symbolic,
he's
I'm
never
not
started an
that.
All-Star game.
Right.
And it's going to be a Dodger Stadium. They haven't had it here 42 years. You might as well, or whatever it's been, you might as well just let him be the guy.
Put it this way. If you told me tomorrow that Kershaw's the starter in the All-Star game, you're not going to hear me go, that's ridiculous. How dare they? And he's not even the best pitcher on their staff this year. No, none of that. But I do think Gonsolin has earned it. That's all I'm saying. And while the kid in Miami may have a better season.
Wait. You're going out on the limb to say the guy with the best ERA in the sport is has deserved it? Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's not going out on a limb at all. That's telling you that that's who should start, not Kershaw. Kershaw is ceremonial and symbolic. The guy who's actually earned it is Gonsolin.
Okay. Then if you're going to do that, I mean, go with Kershaw. He's fine.
Either or.
I mean, it's a game for the fans, so give him Kershaw.
Well, that's just it. If it is a game for the fans, and it is in L.A., it is in Dodger Stadium.
Then give it to Kershaw.
Either or. I think Gonsolin has earned it. I think Kershaw, it's just all symbolic. I'd rather go with Gonsolin myself.
Yeah. Great tweet by Beto and Whittier. Ken Griffey Jr. Yes, Ken Griffey Jr., the most fun combination of all those things. I would say Mookie's probably... I don't know if he's this generation's Ken. I guess he's close to being this generation's Ken Griffey Jr. because, like, they have a lot in common in this sense, okay? Have you ever seen Mookie Betts? Like, I always feel like he's just having a good time on the field. I mean, granted, I'm not saying he doesn't get upset if he strikes out or something like that, but more times than not, there's a lot of joy with him when he plays.
Yeah, he's having a great time. I mean, and I think that's what Dave Roberts said earlier in the season, is that last year, you know, with a whole bunch of nagging injuries, he wasn't out there having fun. He didn't have his normal swagger and smile. And that's what makes it fun to watch Mookie
right.
play.
And with Ken Griffey Jr., it was very similar. Like, you know, the kid, right? Like, he used to wear his hat backwards, always smiling. He'd make these incredible plays in center field. Obviously, he was, you know, one of the best home run hitters the sport has ever seen. I mean, he's arguably one of the best players the sport has ever seen. But... yeah, Mookie's got some of that. Like, I don't think he's as good a player as Griffey was in his prime, but like he's right up there. Like he's incredible. There's no doubt.
I feel like Ken Griffey Jr. when he left Seattle and he went to Cincinnati. I don't know about you, man, but
yeah,
I kind of
well,
feel like
that's
like
when he started to get hurt. Yeah,
right, like he kind of fell off the radar for me.
I mean, he still had really good. It's so funny because so during the pandemic, you know, obviously there was a million different like. Documentary style things that were on TV, right? Including on MLB Network, I saw one about Ken Griffey Jr. And you're right. Like when people think of Ken Griffey Jr. in Cincinnati, you know, they think of the injuries, right? He didn't play. I think there was only one season in Cincinnati where he, I want to say he played like 140 games. That's like the most he played. But he had seasons, Cappy, in Cincinnati where he hit 35, 30 bombs. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the 40 and 50 he was hitting in Seattle, but he had pretty good seasons in Cincinnati despite that. But it's not what you remember. I agree, because everyone just associates that with injuries.
Yeah, I don't think I ever remember them winning with him there, you know?
No, they weren't like super competitive during his time there. But it was because he was hurt, and they also didn't build a great team around him. There was that too. But he did finish his career in Seattle, which was nice. But with Mookie, I just think there's probably – that's a great comparison in the sense of every time Mookie Betts is playing a game, I want to watch. And Ken Griffey Jr. is in that category. And there's probably a lot of guys in different sports and ladies in that category. But, I mean, Mookie is certainly in that class. We can do more of that class next if you
like. Hey, by the way, how about a shout-out to Trace Thompson? I mean, I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for Michael, obviously. But again, you know, he gets on base last night with a double, and then Gavin Lux drives in a big home run. And I just love this story of Trace Thompson getting a chance to come home and play. And now he's playing. He's had like a Hall of Fame AAA career, and he's getting another opportunity at the big leagues in his hometown. I mean, it's pretty exciting for Trace Thompson. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm getting breaking news.
Oh, you are? Your phone blowing up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'll break and I'll tell you.
Are you going to tell us after we come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's not breaking news. I probably shouldn't use that phrase, but there's news.
Very dramatic.
There's news. You want the news?
Yeah, I want it.
Okay, next. Come on, Cappy, there's your guy.
You know, hey, he's a 305 boy. I love Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide.
Is he telling me that he wants milk in his coffee?
Yeah, café con leche.
Really? That's what he's singing about? Yo, I need some milk in my coffee.
Listen, my mom is 82 years old or whatever, 83 years old, still has café con leche every morning.
See, so do I. Sing it, Pitbull.
Oh, Casper Villa with the tweet in the Sedano and Cap community, the Circle of Trust. You can join the community by going to Twitter and then go into the community section and in the search bar type in Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. He has the a screen grab of the Ken Griffey Jr. baseball. I used to, on Super Nintendo, I used to play that in junior high and high school with my buddies every single day, multiple times a day. And I had a buddy named Alex Lugo. Okay. He's one of those guys that when you're friends with, because, you know, there's a lot of Alexes, right? Like, you have to give the last name. So, like, everybody has those buddies. Like, you know, you have a buddy that you have to always first and last name. It's never just last name or first name. It's first and last name. You have those buddies?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So keep going. Let me hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So Alex Lugo used to always kick my ass. Not kick my ass. He'd always beat me in, like, the most miserable fashion. Like, walk off, bottom of the ninth. He'd have, like, a home run, and I would, like, I just launch the controller in disgust because it felt like every time I lost to him, that was the way I lost.
Casper Villa, just to give this guy a little bit of love, you know, earlier today, George, he put out a post. He's driving down the road, and he's doing an impression of Sedano and Cap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he picked one of us to do an impression of.
Yeah.
He did an impression of the show.
Yeah,
so pretty much what his impression was is you yelling at me about some basketball issue and speaking really, really fast and then me trying to calm things down, slow it down. Let's think a little bit about this.
You're just repeating yourself.
You know, let's just think about this. Let's make sure we're really on the same page here. Casper Villa does both the Sedano and the Cap impression.
Yes. More here on the Circle of Trust. Marco says Tony Gonsolin or Kershaw needs to start, period. Grant in L.A. says, I've been a Dodgers fan my entire life. Do I care if Kershaw starts the All-Star game? Absolutely not. JR, the one JR28. Sedano, I've covered incredible baseball players in my career. The evidence, and he has a brain fart. Well, actually, I was also trying to get this basketball information, so that's what I was doing. But if you really want to know the list of people I've covered, I don't know, Miguel Cabrera, Gary Sheffield. I've covered World Series with basically that Yankees dynasty in it. Like, I've been around a lot of good baseball players, so thanks.
All right. All right, well, you've given us your resume. Now let's get back to the basketball thing that you've got, like, some breaking news on, because now I'm very
curious.
Okay,
it's not really... Okay, so you sent me a story, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And what was that story?
So I found this story about how LeBron James is behind the scenes. He's pushing the Lakers front office to get this Kyrie Irving trade done. But the report was that one of the beat writers, one of the Laker beat writers, had gone on some podcast, and what he essentially said...
Jovan Buha of The Athletic, who I like, great dude.
Okay. And what he said was, and I'm just sort of paraphrasing here, is that what they really want is, and what they're really looking at is a trade with Indiana for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Now, that's what he's saying. I'll read this to you. He goes, but with Kyrie... I know he wants to be in L.A. and LeBron wants him in L.A. He's been behind the scenes putting some pressure on. This is LeBron behind the scenes. I don't want to get too into that, he says, but I think the Genie Bus tweet had something to do with some of the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. I think there's a slight divide right now where LeBron wants Kyrie and some people internally might prefer Miles Turner, Buddy Hield type deal. That is according to this podcast that
he
was on.
The Athletic podcast.
Right.
All right. So Jovan Buha's... really good young reporter. There's no question about it. I don't even want to say young because it feels like I'm demeaning him. That's not true. I'm actually saying that as a compliment because you know how hard it is to be a beat reporter and actually get stuff like he does. Like, it's really hard, especially when you're younger, because guys generally tend to trust, you know, people who are been around the business a little longer. But he's that good that he gets stuff, and he, you know, being a young guy, which I feel like can be a disadvantage on a beat. But anyway, so. I don't know when they take, because you found this in an article, right?
Found it in an article today, right.
Right. So it was like on an aggregator site. So
what a site called SportsNot, NAUT, like an astronaut, SportsNot.
Yeah. SportsNot?
Yeah.
Who's getting their information from SportsNot?
Well, I just found the article. It's not like something that I'm like saying that it's
no,
gospel.
But I'm saying, like, not you necessarily. Well, I actually am curious to see how you came across it. But, like, who's going onto their computer, right? And going on to the, and I'm going to do, this is purposely done to sound old and curmudgeonly. Who's going on to the information superhighway?
What is
and,
that?
And going on, by the way, whoever thought that was a good slogan. Who's going on to the internet and going, I need to know what they're saying on Sportsnet today?
Well, I mean, for me, I'll just tell you, George, like I look at the LA Times website.
Yeah.
I look at the ESPN website. I'll look at a New York Post website. There's a website I like called Bro Bible that Lindsay turned
me on to. Well, I know Bro
to.
Bible. I know the kid, one of the kids who's like the big, entrepreneur on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, Bro Bible is not ESPN.com.
No.
And Sportsnet is not ESPN.com.
Bro Bible does more like the kind of like salacious like sports stories.
Well, look, bottom line, this is one of the websites that
you
I
like,
happen to
you
go
like
to.
You like Sportsnet?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go there.
Yeah.
Like way, if I went into way, your history, if I went into your history right now on your computer, which I'm sure you would not know how to do.
No, I'm going there right now.
Hey, how many times is Sportsnet on there?
On this computer right here, just two or three.
Okay.
A lot of ESPN,
wow,
a lot of Google.
You're going to Sportsnet. You because it
doesn't sound like you've ever been there before.
I've never heard of it. Like honestly, this is the first time I've ever heard of Sportsnet.
Well, yeah, but there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of websites out there.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, first of all, I think it's a hilarious name. You seem to be offended that I've asked you who goes to Sportsnet.
No, I feel like you're saying like this is like a nothing site, so therefore
based on what you sent me, it's just an aggregator site, but it's not
that
like,
might be the case. That might be the case.
Yeah,
I'm not really
so
sure.
I mean, whatever it is, I just think it's a funny name. Like, and who like goes wakes up in the morning going, you know what, got to get to Sportsnet.
I don't know, man, but there are so many literally thousands of websites. Like I've been seeing a new one because you know I've been
wait
following...
a second.
Why? Why?
Wait a second.
What?
Does Sportsnet have a deal with Sighted?
They might.
I knew it! I knew it! This is always about you. No wonder you sounded like you were taking offense to it. Now, I didn't even look at the site, but it just dawned on me. You have a deal with them with Sighted. That's why you sounded a little crabby.
Not
crabby-cappy
when
I brought
just so
it up.
Happens that, it just so happens that you're right. And that's how I found these guys. I would never have known them, like you're saying. But now that I do, I use their site, and I found this story. And the story
today is
this.
There you go. Give it to me one more time.
I don't know what the big deal is here. Huh? What's the big story? Big story here.
Yeah. You are all about you. I love it.
What is it? Listen, the story is about LeBron.
Yes, no,
and Kyrie.
We can get back to that. We can get back to that.
So the story. So,
it's funny. Sportsnet is a funny name.
Yeah, listen, like Astronaut, I would never have come up with Sportsnet. I don't even think it's a great name for a site, but that's neither here nor there. The question was this: are the Lakers, are they really not interested in Kyrie and they're more interested in this Indiana deal? Because yesterday, Mark Spears was on with us. And when he brought up Indiana, he said, I think there's a better chance that the Lakers do the deal with Indiana than do the deal with Brooklyn. And he actually at one point was like, well, they want he named the first guy, which was Miles Turner. And he's like, and then they want the other guy to shoot
him. Can I just tell you my thing on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, again, I started telling you before I thought about Sportsnet, and then you got all offended about it.
I'm not offended. Not in the slightest bit.
No.
Not my website.
Okay. I mean, you do business.
I mean, you know, we're at the beginning
negocios.
Stages.
Son negocios.
We're at the beginning stages of a long-term relationship.
So they're not like the Rachel of your internet loves.
No, not yet. No, not yet. No. We're in the early stages.
They might be.
Could
they
be.
Might be.
Depends
one
on
day.
How much traffic they have. I'll
you
have
and the knot. That. You and the knot can tie the knot.
Yeah, but it's a knot, not a knot.
No. You and the knot can tie the knot.
Me and the knot can tie the knot.
Correct.
No.
Okay. So I got to say this quick because I don't want people to be like, you're just teasing it to the other side because you've wasted all this time talking about the sportsnot.com. All right. So I'm going to do the thing that I rarely don't do, which is tell you the story. I don't know when this podcast was taped that they aggregated. But what I would say to you is this. This is just what I've heard. The Lakers at one point were interested in that Indiana deal. I don't know how LeBron felt about it. So I don't have an answer about that. In comparison to other stuff. So I don't have that part. I do know the Lakers and Indiana had engaged in a conversation about that, but Indiana was not interested in the Lakers package, to my knowledge. And that was a while ago. It wasn't like, you know, yesterday, but it was like, you know, a little bit ago.
I know, but Mark Spears brought this up to us last night.
Right, because he also knew that that was something probably that they were sniffing around on. But I'm
just
telling
you. I wonder if we're sniffing in the wrong direction is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. You know, like, is it possible that the tweet that Jeannie sent out the other night was about LeBron and was about...
Well, but I told you that it was three layers, and he was one of the layers.
Yeah, this young reporter that you're talking about.
Jovan.
I mean, the way he says it, you know, is that, hey...
Okay, well, I'm just telling you that the Indiana part of that is no longer... It was in play at one point in the sense that there was... The Lakers had interest, but the Indiana part, there's not interest in what the Lakers had to offer.
Yeah, I was surprised that Mark Spears brought that up last night.
He did, because, again, it was... People in the league are hear this, you know, similar things is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Mark Spears ever has his work on sportsnot.com.
You know what? Why don't you check it out? Go look
at
their history.
I'm going to look.
Yeah, put it in their search. See if Mark Spears comes up.
I'm going to take a look here.
All right. Coming up next, something.
Really? Coming up next, there will be more stuff.
Yeah. We should have just gone to break when you laughed. That's probably why we should have gone. Let's do it again. Ready?
Yeah, try it.
Coming up next, something?
Ha, 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 ha,
oh, my God, the community. I'll get to the song in a second. Mm. Ooh, come on now. This is like a Good Friday jam. You're probably stuck in traffic, so you need something to make you feel good about the weekend. Right? Thinking about that special someone. Come on now.
Speaking of that special someone, George, have you seen the account in the community? It's at r/tracker.
Rachel Scott Tracker.
Right. Rachel Scott Tracker.
Yeah.
And when you click on this bio, it says, "I know where you are, Scott."
Yeah. And it's a picture of you in its header. And in the avatar, it's like a map. Although it's a map of like New York City, it's a map and then like a phone and then you with your point on like a little pin. That's pretty funny. This community we have built on Twitter is very funny.
It is hilarious. Now, let me tell you something about tracking people for a second here. Let's go off course for a second.
Yeah.
So two nights ago, mm-hmm. I decided, George, to do something I have not done in a very, very long time, probably about 2+ years. I played 9 holes of golf, sunset golf, George, 7:15. We got off the air at 6:58:50, and I was on the golf course at 7:15, and by 8:30, I had played 9 holes. So after the golf, I went to dinner with this buddy of mine, Dr. Z, and then Rachel said, "Are you going to come over?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll be there in a little bit." So I'm driving, and I'm on a call with a friend of mine who's dealing with some personal issues, you know, and I thought that the call would be over by the time I got to Rachel's. Well, it wasn't. So now I'm about 100 yards away from her house, and I pull over to the side of the road, and I'm parked, lights on, car running, in front of one of her neighbor's houses. And she texts me, and she says, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm literally, like, right out in front of your house. I'm coming." And for some reason, I didn't pull into her driveway and finish the call. I thought I'd pull over and finish it before I pulled in. Because if I'm sitting in her driveway, I thought she might think that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, dude, she was tracking me. She knew I was literally 100 yards away. She looked out of her front window like, "Is that you across the street with your lights on in the car?" And then when I finally came in the house and I told her, I go, "Yeah." But she said, "Well, what are you doing?" And I said, "I was on the phone with a friend of mine. He, you know, was having some personal issues, and I was trying to help him out a little bit." And she's like, "Well, that's just weird that you pulled over 100 yards down the street." I'm like, "Well, I didn't want to be in your driveway and then have you think that it was weird that I was on the phone in your driveway. And I didn't want to take the call when I came into your house." So now the tracking kind of comes back to bite me a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Because she was able to look out of her window and know that I was just right there, but on the phone. Turned into a whole fiasco. I got to be honest with you. It's a little much, really.
Laura, say what you just said.
Weirdo.
Which part?
All of it. All of it.
You mean like being tracked is
weird?
Dude,
we already went through this. The tracking thing is a no-no. If you trust your partner, you don't got to be doing all that. We ain't 10 years old.
But what about the parking 100 yards away from the house to finish the call? Why?
Why? I mean, I've parked in people's, like, when I go visit them and I'm
like, why didn't you just park in her driveway? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was the weird thing to do.
No, just park in her driveway, and if she comes out, you just like point to the phone. I'm on the phone real quick. That's it. Like, how is that not? Hold on. How is that not the normal thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
I actually,
if you're down the street, that seems shady.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're hiding something.
And you know what? That's, I definitely felt like that was kind of the accusation. Like, what are you doing? And I said, I go, you track me. I track you. You know where I'm at. Like, wait, you want, I go, here, you want to see my phone? Like, this is who I was talking to for the last 25 minutes.
How recent was this?
It was a couple nights ago.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise.
You think?
I don't know.
Back to yours. It was for Greg a few days ago, and now it's back to you.
Hmm.
I don't know. I felt like pulling over a few, you know, 100 yards away was the better thing to do than
No,
being in
that's
the
weirder thing to
Hell
do.
No.
That feels like you're hiding something.
Well, absolutely. You know, I literally was driving through a neighborhood and I was like, maybe I'll just pull over into the school and sit in the parking lot and finish this conversation.
That's even weirder.
That's even weirder because then she would have been like, why are you at the school?
Right. But you see, the thing is, I didn't do that.
But this is also part of the problem to Laura's point that she tracks you.
Well, that, you know, when you
if
don't
she
think
didn't
about
track
it,
you, then doing that may seem like the more appropriate.
Right.
But knowing that she's got a tracker on
right,
her
but
phone.
I forget about it, George. I forget that I'm
of
being
course
tracked.
You do, because you're you.
Right,
you
I forget
about things.
Right,
you
I'm
literally
like,
forgot something you said 10 seconds earlier the other day.
What did I say?
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah, the tracker kind of busted me the other day.
But why did you put it back when we told you to take
it off? Right, we told
you
to take
it off.
You put it back on after that? That would have been the perfect excuse to be like, oh, I forgot.
No, she asked him to do it. I remember.
Oh.
No, but it was 45 minutes from the time I turned the tracker off until the time she got to me and said, hey, why's your tracker off?
Ooh.
45 minutes.
Damn,
son!
45.
Damn! Yeah, well, now we know why there's a Twitter account after her.
The community's gone crazy here, I think.
Community's great, though. You should be part of the community. You're missing out. Like, people, if you're not in it, you are missing out.
Well, there's a lot of people that still haven't been able to figure it out.
But and Laura gave them the hack.
Every day we get somebody new who goes, finally, I finally figured out how
That's
to get
true.
Into the community.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Because let me just say this.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here on the show and on the airwaves, but it's kind of like having a live chat throughout the entire show. And
correct.
It all happens in the community.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it happens in the mentions, too. Don't get me wrong. I look at my mentions on Twitter, too. But a lot of the stuff is happening faster in the community.
Well, I like this account. I'm not sure if I'm going to follow it yet. Rachel Scott Tracker. There's no followers, George. Do I want to be the first follower or do I not want to follow this account? What should
I do? You should be the first one. Yeah.
You think I should?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. There it is. All right. I am now the first follower.
For Rachel Scott's Tracker.
Right. And it's at rtrackersk. rtrackersk. I'm the first follower.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I saw you. Why'd you go back at Big E on Twitter?
What do you mean?
When he said, always a tie undecided, and he had the crab with the money.
Well, listen, I know that website. Yes, it's true, because I know who they are through Sided. But because I know who they are, I've come to start using their website, and I kind of like it. And when I found the article about LeBron, Kyrie versus the Indiana trade, and I thought about what Mark Spears said yesterday, I thought, this is an interesting article. We should take a look at this.
Right. Yeah, I also think it's funny that Laura's playing that, and the guy used the crab in his gif.
Mind the pinch.
His gif. Yeah.
But you
besmirched me to Big E.
How did I besmirch you?
You said, there's no tie-in from me. I saw the story. @Sedano doesn't know the site. Therefore, it can't be credible. I never said it couldn't be credible.
Well, you knocked it from day one.
I just said it has a funny name.
You knocked it from the first second.
Right, but I didn't say it couldn't be credible. It's an aggregator site, so how credible is it? Of course it'd be credible. It's getting other people's real information and just reposting it and repurposing it.
Yeah, it's good. It makes things easy for me. You know why? Because stuff is aggregated. It's a very new popular word. I mean, aggregation has gone crazy. The word aggregate.
No,
it's gone crazy.
It's not like it's new.
No. But everybody in media is now using it like, don't aggregate me. Don't aggregate me. I'm like, what do you mean don't aggregate you? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
Like when you say don't aggregate me because you're telling us a story about something, what does that mean don't aggregate you?
Don't aggregate me. Don't put me on Sportsnot, basically.
You may show up there. They may do a full investigation into you, pal.
Don't put me on Sportsnot. I'm not reporting anything.
They are. You are reporting stuff.
All I'm telling you is that whatever Jovan put out there,
yeah,
on the podcast. I don't know how old the podcast is.
Mm-hmm.
That information is accurate, but it's no longer accurate. Is what I would the way I would describe it. That Indiana was not interested in the Lakers package.
Hmm.
That's to my knowledge. Maybe Jovan's right. Maybe I'm the one that's wrong. But I'm to my knowledge, Indiana was not interested in what the Lakers had to offer.
Listen, the only reason I even sent this to you is because I thought that Mark Spears yesterday...
He brought it up.
...making this point.
Right, but doesn't it make sense that people around the league... I mean, we always kind of joke, in the league. People around the league know the same stuff.
Well, I'll tell you
it's
one
why
thing.
When It's why when people say, oh, you're so negative. Maybe I'm not negative. The problem is I know stuff. So I know what's happening. And I don't even tell people 90. I mean, you know this, Cap, because I tell you pretty much everything. Like, what percentage of stuff do I actually say on the air, do you think?
I'd say you're at about, I mean, this is just a rough estimation here, so don't quote me exactly on this, but I'd say you're at about 22.75%.
I mean, whatever. That's fine. That's about right. Yes.
Yeah, you
there's
think so?
Easily about a quarter of the stuff that I actually know I say on the air.
Yeah, a quarter. So there I was, 22.75.
No, you were close.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, people hear stuff. So I'm not surprised Spears heard that, because I had heard that, and Jovan reported it, I mean, you know, and put it in his podcast. But what I'm telling you is, to my knowledge, and again, he could be right. I could be wrong here.
Come
like,
on,
I'm
no.
not reporting anything. Come I don't on. Want sports not putting me on there. So I'm just telling you that, to my knowledge, Indiana was not interested in that package that the Lakers had to offer
okay,
for Hield and Miles Turner.
Yesterday, I thought it was real interesting that Spears brought it up. Like, I still like the other trade. I'm like, what other trade? He's like, the one with Indiana. And you're like, okay, for Miles. And he's like, yeah, but the other guy, the other shooter. And we're like, wait, who? What are you talking about?
Hield,
like, come on, guys. He's like, come on, guys. Really? You don't know who
I'm
talking
about? Forgot for a second Buddy Hield was, was in Indiana.
Yeah, right. I mean, he went from invisible in Sacramento to more invisible in Indiana.
No, he did win. He had a big win in Sacramento before he got traded.
He had a big win.
I mean, he hit like a game winner. I remember he like ran out of the arena, like ran straight into the locker room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was invisible there. He became more invisible in Indiana, to the point where you forgot he was even there.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, man.
So anywho, hey, coming up next, you know it's the anniversary of something, right?
Tell me.
I'll tell you next.